Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for one of our favorite parts of the week when we visit with our friend, the great David Lightman, Capitol correspondent from McGlatchy Newspapers. Did you stay up till 4:27 for the whole Oriole game?
No, I didn't. I wish I had.
But... you know, I listened to it because I listen to, when I'm not listening to our station overnight, which is never, I listened to WFAN and they said the game was still going on. So I put on Jim Hunter and Ben McDonald. Yeah,
right.
and listen to the Is it 6 hours, 19 minutes, 20 pitchers?
God,
Jonathan Villar threw out a guy at the plate trying to score on a Trout double. It was great baseball.
Yeah, no, those young Orioles. I mean, they're not there yet, but they're hustling. And
yes,
I give them credit. They've held that team together.
And I like the manager. I like Brandon Hyde.
Yeah,
I think he's good.
Not panicking. He knows what he's doing. Let's see in 2 or 3 years. What happens?
Exactly. By the way, okay, another related question. We are going through the most popular sandwiches in every state, and in Maryland it was pit beef. Now, apparently, they serve that at Camden Yards.
Oh yeah, sure.
And it's good, right? It looks really great to me.
Yeah. Okay. Boog Powell, remember him?
Boog's Barbecue. Yeah,
exactly. And that's where you get the pit beef or pit turkey.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough of that.
Robert Mueller was in the pit this week, so to speak.
Was he ever?
Good segue. Yeah, let's.
Thank you.
Nice going.
That's why I'm a trained. That's
here,
why
right?
I'm a trained radio professional.
That
Dave.
Is good.
And. Ray and I talked about it, and I'm sure, I don't know, we don't know obviously how you felt, but it didn't seem like there was any ground going in for any changing of opinions or any startling breaking news, and it pretty much lived up to that, and it lived up to the partisan nature that every House and Senate committee has now.
Yeah, going into it, the things you watched were the Democrats, and we wrote this over and over, there are, some 90 Democrats who want to... one impeachment, which leaves you, 150 or something that haven't made up their mind.
Right, exactly.
So the hope among these pro-impeachment types was, he'll finally sit there and the optics will be such that people will just see this guy and hear it over and over and it'll be repeated on TV and Jimmy Kimmel will make jokes about it and the next day America will wake up and boom, momentum. And that didn't happen.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It sounded to me, and this is kind of what Joe and I were talking about, it's just to keep the story alive. And, David, let me ask you. A lot of people were saying, what was wrong with Mueller? I think Ted Lieu said, hey, it seems like he'd been threatened.
You know, we heard a lot of that gossip. Not for me to judge. I mean, the guy's, 74 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Careful prosecutor. I mean, not to get too philosophical here, but when a 40-year-old sits there like a prosecutor and answers carefully and, looks halting, you say, he's a careful person. 74-year-old does it, you start questioning, something wrong here. So I'm not necessarily buying that, but I think the optics are important, and the optics, to put it mildly, were not in his favor.
Well, the other thing that was brought up is that a lot of times he asked them, what exactly did the report say at this particular point? So it's being said that, he wasn't that much involved in the creation of the thing.
There is that impression, which we'll never know. I mean, not until somebody writes a tell-all book or something. Yeah, I think, the overarching impression I got from this thing was, A, it didn't give the Democrats the momentum they wanted.
No.
And B, same thing we've said in the show over and over. This thing is too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not. Some of us are old enough to remember Watergate.
No.
And that unfolded over a period of time. This just, you're dumping all this legalistic stuff on people. Here's another thing, though, and I think we talked about this. There are no surprises. There is nothing really new here.
Right.
Okay? During Watergate, for example, every week, something,
Yes.
And here it was just sort of taking that information and repackaging it. And I think that hurt as well. It'll be interesting to see if any momentum endures, because the House left last night and they're not back till September 9th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing about Watergate that made it fascinating for the three of us, because we've been around long enough to know that, is that back then you never saw the House and Senate every day like you do now with C-SPAN. So when those hearings were televised, that was a big deal.
That's a very good point, yeah.
We never saw what was the inner workings of Congress. And of course, in Connecticut, there was a lot of interest because Lo Weicker was on the committee. But I think that's a factor, too. I think now, because we have so much access to seeing the House and the Senate committees in action, or just the entire House and Senate, the people are kind of like shrugged their shoulders at it. Like, well, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's just another hearing. You know, another point to that is that when those seven Watergate senators, not only didn't people know them, they were characters. They weren't shaped in the TV age. Now everybody's got their talking points, messages. They know how to dress. They know how to look. Those seven were characters. If you're Sam Ervin and Weicker and Howard Baker, I mean, they were personalities, and you don't get that as much anymore.
Well, and in fact, what I heard, David, and I think it's true, is that, you know, for a day or two, they were practicing.
Oh, yeah, they had several mock sessions. Yeah, yeah, they had mock sessions the week before, in fact, you know, how they would question them.
It's got to be hard for you, though. I mean, it's so predictable. You don't even need to go. You know what they're going to say.
You know, I don't know, hard, but it's frustrating is what it is, because not only is it predictable, but first of all, everybody, this is the age of social media. So people like us who are writers, you know, again, Watergate, you wrote your, well, I wasn't covering Watergate, but people wrote their stories or their analysis or whatever. Now with social media, people interested in this stuff are watching it, tweeting about it, blogging it. You know, we had people who are writing what we call in real time. I mean, Mueller's opening statement, bam, there's a story up. So it's a different atmosphere right now. The other thing we notice is that traffic on this stuff is not huge. I mean, it's
really
it's
people are burned out by it. You think?
I wonder. Yeah, I that's just why I say I'm curious.
Yeah.
Next week at this time, for example, is this going to be topic A that we'll talk about?
Right.
Well, let me ask you, what is at the top of the hit list?
Yeah, that's a good. Well, Trump, the election. I'll tell you what's going to overwhelm this thing. You got the Democratic debate Tuesday.
Oh God! Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to suck the oxygen out of everything.
Is the Epstein getting anything at all?
It is for us, because we're the Miami Herald.
Oh, that's right, you are.
Story
right.
Down there. And yeah, I think that's very big, although now that he's replaced Acosta as labor secretary. But I think when Scalia, the nominee, ends up with his confirmation hearing, whether it's next week or next month, I think a lot of this is going to come back.
The great David Lightman from McGlatchy Newspapers, the Capitol correspondent, friend of our show, and faithful fan of the Birds of Baltimore. David, have yourself a great weekend. Thank you, sir, as always. We appreciate
Bye, David.
It. You too. Great. Thank you very much.
Have a pit beef. Enjoy it. It's 828 WTIC.
He's so good.
Don't you think?
He's just... Because he's down to earth and he's not... I mean, we're lucky. We have him. Nationally, we have Christine and Paz and Faniff locally. I mean, it's good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.